We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the UCLA Sports Network. UCLA. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA Athletics.
Steps into a throw downfield. Dulcich got it. Touchdown, UCLA.
Fires over the middle. It's picked off. UCLA with another takeaway.
He's going to gun the engine and go. Touchdown, UCLA. And here come the Bruins.
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Think of this as throwing a party on the radio, an excuse to do so for the next hour as we rave over UCLA football's emphatic win over the weekend against LSU. Let's introduce you to the crew. We are here with you for the next 60 minutes. For the great Wayne Cook, former UCLA quarterback, alongside Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fentley. We are here with you to talk about Bruin football. This, of course, is the Bruin Insider Show, and you can follow us on Twitter. We are open 24/7 for UCLA conversation. Nick is on Twitter at NKOOP, Wayne Cook UCLA, and I'm at Brian Fentley. Well, guys, I don't know where we start here, but we're going to have a blast for this next hour as we look back at what we witnessed on the field at the Rose Bowl, a win against LSU. We are going to analyze this game from so many different angles, point out these individual high performers from the Bruins. We'll look long-term picture as well as we think about the ramifications this win has for the rest of the season. And Wayne, what I'm wondering is, are you still at the Rose Bowl and are you still doing snow angels in the confetti?
Well, I'm glad you called it confetti. If you guys remember after the game, I called it graffiti. I was so worn out and so tired and so like, there were moments during the game, and I swear to you, I'm not saying this flippantly. I'm not saying this. I'm just like, I was sitting there going, this is the Rose Bowl, and this is what it's supposed to be like. I was so unbelievably impressed with the presentation of the game. I was impressed with the UCLA fans that showed up. I was impressed the fact that there were many times when I looked up in the stands and I didn't see the people sitting there going, sit down, I'm trying to watch the game. I saw people having fun. And that's what this game is supposed to be. Now, obviously, the number one factor in all of this is that the team is good. We all know that, right, guys? The team has to be good. But I'm just saying, it was an absolute blast. They kicked me out. I tried to stay. I tried to sleep there. They told me I had to go home. But you know what? A lot of season left, you guys. I am pumped. But, man, I'm seeing bigger things. So we've got to learn from this. We've got to grow from this. And we've got to keep getting better.
Yeah, it was just a perfect night at the Rose Bowl. Biggest crowd in 5 years, a buzz and an energy that has just not been there in a long time. And I know for this team and how they approach things, this was just one more game. They played well against a talented team. Now it's time to move on and keep working. But for us, talking about the program at large and how they're being seen on a national scale and how the fan base is being drawn back in a big way, this game meant so much more. We're going to dive into all of that, but perhaps, you know, towards the end of the season, we'll look back at this being one of those moments that Martin Jarman talked about with us last week. You know, every so often you have an opportunity to have a moment, and perhaps this moment could be the tipping point we look back on when we think about Chip Kelly and UCLA taking off.
I want to be Martin Jarman at that game when he took the mic and addressed the student section against LSU and got them all pumped up. And then seeing him on the field afterwards, dapping up and giving high fives to everybody. Just for one day, I want to be Martin Jarman. All right, coming up next, we are going to focus on all of the different factors that played a role in UCLA's win over LSU. There are so many to get to. We're going to touch on them all. This is the Bruin Insider Show for Learfield.
Ryan Reynolds and Samuel Jackson are back with an all-star cast in Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. Now available at Redbox. Picking up where the Hitman's Bodyguard left off. Michael Bryce and Darius Kincaid are on another life-threatening mission. This time to save the infamous international con artist, Sonya, Darius' wife. As the trio get in over their heads in a global plot, they soon find out that they are all that stand between Europe and an evil madman. Rent Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics, is one of the fastest-growing sports nutrition brands in America. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes with best-in-class, all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks, backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready is now available to power Bruin fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition, powering UCLA champions.
Hey, Bruin fans, this season UCLA alum and proud attorney sponsor of UCLA Athletics, Uncle Artie Perney, is offering free 15-minute consults for all Bruins fans, alumni, students, and faculty. Just go to plg.law or text Uncle directly on his cell at 310-739-6779 to coordinate your in-person or Zoom meeting. Having won 5 of the top 100 verdicts in 2020 in California and specializing in accidents, slip and falls, and business disputes, Uncle wants to help you maximize your settlement, too. We trust Uncle Artie, and you can, too. Go Bruins!
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Yes, this is the Bruin Insider Show. Nick Cope, Wayne Cook, Brian Fenley with you as we bask in the glory of a win for UCLA over LSU over the weekend, which gets the Bruins to 2-0 on this young season. And a very happy Chip Kelly heads into this off week and then has the following week a date with Fresno State. But let's focus on the game that we just witnessed. There were nearly 70,000 at the Rose Bowl. And there was one play in this game, Wayne, that not a lot of people are going to be talking about, but I think it meant so much. It was Dorian Thompson-Robinson on a QB sneak on, I think, 3rd and 1 in the second half. And you're saying to yourself, okay, he picks up the first down. How big of a deal is it? But for me, that sort of was symbolic of how UCLA, this complete game, Wayne, had dominated on the line. They were not underestimating or feeling like, you know, that they couldn't hang with the Tigers up front on both sides of the line. And when you talk about the pressure that the Bruins brought on defense, and Mitchell Agudé with those two forced fumbles, and then the big sack from Bo Calvert, and then Max Johnson, it never seemed, Wayne, like he was comfortable in the pocket, always seemingly throwing off his back foot. There were very few big plays. There was that one pick play, but he really had a hard time getting in any rhythm with his receivers.
Oh, my gosh. There's a ton to unpack right there. So let's start with you mentioning Chip Kelly. I do want to say this about Coach and how, you know, how much respect I have for him during a huge game to come out and to all the former players when we honored Terry Donahue, to actually show the class to come out and give Andrea Donahue a hug and kind of show respect. And I just I thank Coach Kelly for being so cool to the Donahue family. I know him and TD grew, you know, into a pretty solid friendship. And so that's I really respect that. Two, after the game, Chip Kelly acted like this was another game. And I've been around Coach for, this is our fourth year together now, and I believe it. Like, he's coached this team all along for these moments. But it's not just like, hey, we won a big game. It's like, I remember a week ago, some of the reporters were like, so it's like your Super Bowl? And he said, yes, like every game's like our Super Bowl, every week. And then they said, oh, this is the most important game, and they totally twisted it out, and it wasn't what he said. He said, every week's our Super Bowl. And he even said, I don't know any coach that doesn't think that way. Like, every single week. Like, all of us that have been around football for our lives know that, like, the next game against Fresno State can go south if you're not ready to play. So this was huge. It was great. Big picture stuff. Yes, huge for the program. But for this team and for Chip Kelly, we really just have to keep getting better because, this is the second game of the year. There's so much improvement to come. And so that gets us to what you were talking about, Brian, and all these players that did so much. And, yes, I agree with you, it starts up front. I love that. This offensive line and defensive line have been so good, even when it's only Abonya out there and, like, he's, like, the only D lineman. Just the creativity of the coaching staff, the way they're using their players, the depth of the athletes, the individual stars, whether it's Quentin Lake or Mitch Lagudé or Caleb Johnson. And we can go down the list. It's almost insulting to mention any of them because this has been a total team effort on both sides of the ball. And then you mentioned DTR. And to me, this is the key. He hasn't thrown very much this year, right, guys? I mean, he's just – we're throwing the ball like it's 1974. It's like, are we running the Veer? Or are we running – are we playing modern-day football? But the team has been so dominant with its running game. You mentioned the quarterback sneak. There was a play where Dorian scrambled to his left, and he had a chance to try and get a first down, and he lowered his head into the defensive player. I love that play. He did not get the first down, but I love the grit. Then late in the game, we started running lead plays with Charbonnet in front of Dorian. It's kind of like a wildcat. You get another blocker, and he was just running the ball like a running back. I actually think that's the safest way for a quarterback to run when you run aggressive. When you're trying to avoid people and avoid hits, you get hurt. But when you're running like a running back, you're more likely to stay healthy. So to me, that tells me this team is using Dorian Thompson-Robinson in the right way as the weapon he is. And then, holy cow, you guys, how good was Dorian on the crossing routes? When he moves, I think when he's moving, he throws as good as anybody out there. Okay, when he's moving, I think he's so good and so accurate. And then everybody stepped up, and we didn't even talk about it. Dulcich was awesome. That play, that long touchdown, you guys, that was a momentum changer. That was such a momentum changer because the defense was struggling on the drive before, and it just totally got everybody hyped up and going, what a great run after catch. What a great play call. The Phillips play, the Coda play. And we can keep going, and you guys know me. I could talk for this whole hour, but I'm going to stop now. But there was so much to talk about that was good, but it was a total, total team effort.
All right, Wayne, as you would say, lots to unpack there. But where I do want to start, I don't remember Dorian ever being under center. Do you? And I love that. I thought it helped get the offensive line a bit of a head start. in terms of the handoff. I mean, the way he fully extended both his hands, like you said, it was like, how far back are we going here?
Hey, I got to interrupt you. You guys, everybody out there, please go back. Please go back and watch Homer Smith's offenses. Please. I Google it. Find. I don't care if it's me. I don't care if it's Matt Stevens. The whole, when you take it, and all you old fans listening right now, to take the snap and to do a full extension with both hands is so Homer Smith. I still remember practicing the steps. 1, 2, 3, slap, grab, 6, 7. Like, in my head, I know you have no idea what I was talking about right there, but it was ball faking, and it was we practiced it so much. When Dorian did that, I was like, it was like a euphoric moment. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's almost like, I was so excited that he did that. And it looked awesome, by the way, and it worked.
It did. And what I also am waiting to see, we're talking about the power runs with Dorian and Zach Charbonnet. I have to imagine at some point this season, Wayne, we're going to see Dorian in shotgun. On one side is going to be Zach Charbonnet, and on the other side is going to be Britton Brown. And you say, hey, defense, you figure out who's getting it and where it's going, because
with
Casimir, I mean, good luck.
Allen in motion.
Yes.
You know, I had the same thought. I had the exact same thought. I'm like, there's going to be, because remember, you guys, this team has done this for a long time. They showed a lot more, obviously, in the LSU game than they did in the Hawaii game. Like, we saw a lot of cool formations and a lot of tight ends and a lot of like really great stuff. Oh, there's more. That mind, that mind of Chip Kelly and the mind of Coach Fry and the mind, I mean, these offensive coaches, you know, and Jerry Neuheisel and Deshaun Foster, I mean, these guys, they kind of know football and they know offense. I just think there's so much more to come. When you have this many good players and this much talent, and I'm telling you, it all starts up front. If you can't block, none of this stuff works. When you have this much talent and this kind of offensive game plan and an athletic quarterback who can throw, I mean, what can't you do? You've got speed. You've got size. You've got – I mean, it's almost like, oh, my gosh, you guys, we've got the best car in the race. What can we do? I mean, but it's just so exciting.
Brian, just to slide in here real quick and provide one more note related to the line, because on both sides, because that was really the greatest part of the whole game for me. They got a ringing endorsement pregame. I was listening to Fox Sports' Bruce Feldman. He was doing the game, and he said he was talking with LSU strength and conditioning coach Tommy Moffitt before the game. He's a very respected strength and conditioning coach across the country. He's been at LSU for 2 decades. He's on the field pregame, taking in pregame warmups. He looks at LSU, and he tells Bruce Feldman, UCLA looks like an SEC team.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, guys. I know, Brian, you're probably – yeah, I thought that. It's weird. Yeah. I was sitting out there and I'm going, I've been to a lot of big time games with you know, I've seen Clemson, I've seen Alabama, I've seen these guys in the national championship, Georgia, you know, all these teams up close and personal. I'm like, we're not there yet. When I walked out on the field, I had the same thought. I looked and I go, I was looking for the differences, and I'm like, you know what? I think we look better. We passed the eye test.
Yeah, and no, there's no question about it, Wayne. We're talking on the Bruin Insider Show. That's the voice of Wayne Cook, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. Something I want to discuss afterwards when we come back here is, for one, I hear all this chatter from all these national media pundits, guys, and when you read the headlines about UCLA beating LSU, it's like the Bruins, and then they use the word shock or surprise. And I'm thinking to myself, Wayne, Nick, myself, we've watched this team. We know it's not a surprise deep down that they beat LSU, because of the points that you just brought up, Wayne, is because we can meet their level of talent, their level of physicality. And one of the things that I want to touch on is the blocking, namely Kyle Phillips, among others. So how that helped spring the offense in this game against LSU, want to dive into that next. This is the Bruin Insider Show for Learfield.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Show off your Bruin pride with the new Westcom Bruin Edge Visa credit card. Earn 5 points on select UCLA purchases and 1.5 points everywhere else. Redeemable for rewards that will make you want to 8-clap. Plus, enjoy no annual fee or foreign transaction fees and get a $500 cashback bonus when you spend $2,500 in the first 3 months. Now that's better banking for Bruins. Visit Westcom.org to apply and for terms and conditions.
Discover a new gaming experience that's out of this world at San Manuel Casino. Find your new favorite slots and table games, unforgettable promotions, and dining experiences that put us above the rest. Up the ante by joining our members' rewards program, Club Serrano, and unlock special discounts, promotions, and so much more. Discover the future of all thrill only at San Manuel Casino. Must be 21 to enter the casino. Please gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Hey, we are back, and you can tweet at us, Wayne Cook, at Wayne Cook UCLA, Nick N-K-O-O-P, and I'm at Brian Fenley. So we're going to get into some big picture discussion later on in the hour as far as how this win will lend itself to what we think could happen the rest of the season. But one of the things that I did want to touch on, one of the revelations that a lot of people that hadn't watched this Bruin team recently but watched the game on television are now becoming introduced to what Chip Kelly and this Bruin program on the rise is doing, is the, and this is something we talked a little bit about earlier in the program, is the unselfishness from the players. Because we see these highlights, we see Britton Brown spring for a touchdown against LSU. We see Zach Charbonnet come up with a big catch and go 20 to 30 yards downfield. But one of the things I wanted to hone in on here, guys, is how good we are with our playmakers at the skills positions and how much of a better blocking talent they have become. And I'm pointing out there's so many names that I feel like I could be here all hour talking about them. But let's look at Kyle Phillips for just a moment, because there was that touchdown run from Britton Brown. And if you watch the play, and it was inside the 5-yard line was the handoff to him where he goes into the end zone, Phillips absolutely Mack trucks a guy. And then there was another throw from DTR, one of his 16 pass attempts in this game, to Charbonnet. And then Wayne, another huge block by Phillips. We saw him have that big touchdown run, but we can't underestimate how great these guys are at blocking, no matter what position you play on the field.
So this is what I appreciate so much about this team. And I'm telling you, I've talked to so many former players over the years that I've covered UCLA, and they've told me things like, they don't play hard. Where's our athletes? Where's our size? Where's this? Where's that? I'm like, I don't know, you guys. I mean, this is why we're struggling to be for a lot of years, we've just struggled. You look at this team, and it's like everybody plays hard. And one of the things that I think is really important to understand is how much depth we have and how that matters in practice. We've talked about it all year. You could go two deep and three deep in a lot of positions on defense. So those guys know that if they take plays off, if they're out there showboating, saying, look at me, the coach can take you out, put someone in that's just as good. Because I've been watching. I mean, there's a few players that are less, replaceable than others. But for the most part, this team has developed that kind of depth. And I can't tell you how valuable that is. When you have guys right behind you that are like, if you screw up, man, I'm gonna take some plays from you. And receivers, you don't think that Kyle Phillips, even though he's been our best receiver for a while now, you don't think he sees Logan Loya making plays in practice? You don't think Coda sees Sykes making plays in practice? You don't think these guys know that other people want catches and want playing time? You're darn right they're going to block downfield. It's a huge asset for the coaching staff to know that there's competition, because you have to compete. I even think it's good for Dorian Thompson Robinson to have Ethan Garbers on his, sitting there, throwing good balls when he gets a chance. It makes you – I don't want any player to play scared, but I want all my players to play hard, and I want you to play smart. And if they're all playing and they're all getting reps, then they're all into this. This becomes a team thing. So I saw the exact plays you're talking about, and I love that they highlight these, and I love people out there smart enough to know football enough to know that great plays don't happen without everybody on the field doing their part. That's what's so great about football. You just can't have one guy take over a game like in basketball. And I'm not saying basketball is not a team sport, so don't get mad at me. It's a team sport. But in football, man, I'm telling you, if one person screws up, it ruins the play quite often. And so you need to all be on the same page. And so I see it on both sides of the ball. I've seen it on special teams. The team's forcing turnovers and they're not turning the ball over. I mean, I know Dorian had an interception, and I even told him after the game that was kind of a weird thing they did on defense. But he'll remember it. He'll learn from it. Everybody throws interceptions. But he's not throwing a lot of them, and he's making a lot of good plays. So I love this, but I can't emphasize it enough. They got to keep competing in practice, keep expecting the person on the right and the left to do their job, keep having fun, keep playing hard, because that's what I'm seeing right now. And when you do that, good things happen.
Well, that downfield blocking from the skill positions is a big reason why Zach Charbonnet now has 223 yards on 17 touches in two games. More than half of those touches have gone for at least 10 yards. Five of those 17 touches have been plays of more than 20 yards. Just to get into that game plan for the running game a little bit deeper, because I loved it. I feel like Chip Kelly had to have looked at his offense versus the LSU defense and say, all right, what do I have that other teams don't? What can I exploit? I've got two power running backs in Britton Brown and Zach Charbonnet. How do I use that to my advantage? Let's get the ball to the outside. Hawaii, a little bit undersized. UCLA, a little bit more between the tackles. This time, they really ran a lot of outside zone in this play. The Bruins used a lot of unbalanced sets, multiple linemen pulling. And if everyone executed and hit their blocks, which they did for most of the game, that's when you get Charbonnet and Brown on the edge, and then they're matched up one-on-one with a defensive back. And Wayne, you love those odds every time.
You know what Coach Kelly and this offensive staff is doing is pretty different, right? It's, you know, Chip Kelly's always been known to be innovative, but this is really good stuff. And I'll always say this forever. I don't care if it's 2021 or 1985. If you can run the ball, and I bet you money that if anybody listening right now goes back and tries to think of who were the running backs for Alabama, for Clemson, for even Georgia when they made the national championship game, for these teams, for Ohio State, like, you can name them. You can name these players, Travis Etienne, you know, J.K. Dobbins. You can name Sony Michel and Chubb. You can name – you know why? Because – you have to be able to run the football to win championships. It just matters. I know that even remember, you guys know the name. Even when Joe Burrow was doing what he was doing, remember Edwards-Helaire? He was really, really good, and now he's doing really well in the NFL. You have to have that. It's just so important, and UCLA has it. Like, holy cow. I'm sorry, you guys. Britton Brown and Zach Charbonnet right now is the best running back combo in the nation, and they look the part. They're big, they're strong, and they're playing on a good offense. And Charbonnet, what he's doing, he averaged over 10 yards, like almost 11 yards a carry against the mighty SEC, against a team that recruits at a top 10, top 5 level. He's averaging over 10 yards a carry. That's just stupid. I asked Coach Kelly after the game. I said, Coach, I said, you know, he's out there doing these great things, and then the next series is Britton Brown, which, by the way, Britton Brown, he got almost 100 yards. I think he ended up at 97, and he's averaging almost 6 yards a carry against the mighty SEC. I mean, these guys are dominating. And yet, and then I asked him, I said, you know, isn't it hard not to just keep giving Charbonnet the rock and try and get him 200, 300 yards? But you guys, there were games, remember in the past when we had Joshua Kelly, and he was getting carry after carry after carry, and there were times where he just looked exhausted. This team's fresh. These running backs are fresh. In the fourth quarter, LSU wanted nothing to do with either one of those guys, and then we started running Dorian too. So it was like, yeah, you think you've got these guys stopped? Now we're going to lead Charbonnet and run Dorian. So I love it. I just think it's really, really smart.
And what did Chip say to you too when you asked him that?
He kind of said that. Chip's like, no, we need them both. And I hope nobody out there is like, Britton Brown's really good. Like, really good. Like, Charbonnet's been the more explosive and more electric. But Britton Brown has been kind of a workhorse. He's been getting more carries. They both have good vision. When you have, and you guys, the more I watch the tape and I watch the offensive line block, I mean, these guys are glued to people. They're not letting guys get off of them. So Coach Fry gets a lot of credit for this running game. But when you mix in great running backs with a great offensive line, and then you throw in the fact that, oh, you think you're going to stop us now? I'm going to send my tight end across the field. I'm going to roll out my quarterback, who, by the way, is a dual threat. You're going to have to make a decision, and then I'm going to throw the ball to this tight end that your DBs can't tackle. Yeah, good luck with that. So it's like pick your poison.
That's the voice of Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley here on the Bruin Insider Show. I want to petition guys to have an official stat for number of missed tackles or the ability of guys like Charbonnet and Britton Brown and how many tackles that they were able to repel off, because I think we might have been in the triple digits in this LSU game based
That's
upon the
That's a lot
the
of
stiff...
work, Brian.
I know. Well, you know, somebody out there, there's a lot of guys that are and gals that are all into the stats and the analytics. I'm sure there's a way we can find this out, guys. And
oh, yeah.
When we – yeah.
Yeah.
And
yards after contact. Let's go. We got that.
Yeah. There we go. There we go. So when we come back, one of the things that – led itself to being favorable in the Yak was because these LSU, the secondary, a lot of guys were first rounders, or at least that's how they're dubbed to be in this next NFL draft. They were kept in check, and I want to discuss that a little bit as far as how we were able to weather through guys like Derek Stingley Jr., who is a presumptive first round pick in the NFL, and how the Bruins took it to some of these guys on LSU, the five stars, the four stars, the Bruins have that as well. But how you don't, as Chip Kelly has said, you don't always need to have every five star to beat a five star team that has a lot of those guys with them if you have a togetherness and years under that wing of what you're able to do. And then you surprise, at least that's what the outsiders think, in a team like LSU. All right, coming up next, let's look at that LSU secondary and how the Bruins were able to attack it, plus the long-term vision of this team and what this win on Saturday sets up for UCLA moving forward. This is the Bruin Insider Show for Learfield.
At Jersey Mike's, we take great satisfaction in getting that perfect meat slice.
Yes.
But we don't do it for fun. We do it for fresh. Because slice to order makes a sub above.
Ryan Reynolds and Samuel Jackson are back with an all-star cast in Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. Now available at Redbox. Picking up where the Hitman's Bodyguard left off. Michael Bryce and Darius Kincaid are on another life-threatening mission. This time to save the infamous international con artist, Sonia, Darius' wife. As the trio get in over their heads in a global plot, they soon find out that they are all that stand between Europe and an evil madman. Rent Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics, is one of the fastest-growing sports nutrition brands in America. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes with best-in-class, all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks, backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready is now available to power Bruin fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition, powering UCLA champions.
Alone, chicken, onions, peppers, and cheese have potential. Together, they have a purpose, a destiny, and a name. Jersey Mike's number 16 Chicken Philly. Because grilled to order makes a sub above.
Hey, Bruin fans, this season UCLA alum and proud attorney sponsor of UCLA Athletics, Uncle Artie Perney, is offering free 15-minute consults for all Bruins fans, alumni, students, and faculty. Just go to plg.law or text Uncle directly on his cell at 310-739-6779 to coordinate your in-person or Zoom meeting. Having won 5 of the top 100 verdicts in 2020 in California and specializing in accidents, slip and falls, and business disputes, Uncle wants to help you maximize your settlement, too. We trust Uncle Artie, and you can, too. Go Bruins!
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Wayne Cook.
A UCLA football victorious over the weekend against LSU, 38-27. The crew is here. Nick Cope, Wayne Cook, Brian Fenley. And one of the big things going into that matchup that we heard from all of these national media prognosticators was, how is UCLA's passing attack going to stack up against these incredible guys in the defensive backfield for LSU, from Derek Stingley Jr., Eli Ricks, to name a few. A lot of people consider those two first-rounders in the upcoming NFL draft. And I felt like, Wayne, the Bruins were able to weather through that. One of the key moments that really stood out to me was that when you had the touchdown throw to Kyle Phillips, and he goes up the sideline, and he's making guys miss. One of the guys he made miss was Stingley Jr. Now, this is a guy who people are talking about is like a top five pick in the NFL draft coming up next year. And he embarrassed him. He put a spin cycle on him and just pushed off and said, get out of my face. I'm going to the end zone. Thank you very much. What do you think it was about the way we were able to wear down physically, but also mentally, the morale of these guys who are supposed to be highly touted in the secondary, but the Bruins made them look pedestrian?
So I'll slow you down there a little bit. So those guys are really good, like really good. We pretty much stayed away from them. On that play in particular, that was a great – like Kyle Phillips is good, you guys. I mean, Kyle Phillips has a real good chance to play in the NFL. He's a good player. He's just got to end up in the right place. I mean, he's athletic. He's strong. He's been in the system for a long time. We figured out – remember the first quarter we kind of didn't look great? The first quarter was kind of a, hey, each team was feeling out each other. I thought we came out blitzing a lot, and Max Johnson showed that he knew how to find the right guy, and he completed some passes. On the offensive side, we couldn't quite figure things out. And then at the end of the – after it kind of started with the Dulcich play, and then it was like game on after that. I mean, most of our passing seemed like it was a lot of crossing routes. We were very, very smart with the way we threw the ball. Shoot, we only threw the ball 16 times. So, like, I really think we did a good job of not letting those guys who are great players have a huge impact on the game. And a lot of times when you take players out of the game like that and they don't feel like they're involved that much, it's harder for them to make the play when they have to. I mean, and that was just I would say that was a better play by Phillips than it was by – because I still don't know how he didn't go out of bounds. Like, I don't know. Like, I watched that play, and I'm like, how did he not go out of bounds there? Because when you're a defender, you think you've got the sidelines, and last time I checked, sidelines never misses a tackle, ever. Never misses a tackle. So, well, they missed the tackle, and they didn't use the sidelines, and he just made a great play. So I would never say that those players aren't great, because I actually think they are. Just like I would say Boutte, I think, proved that he's pretty darn good on the other side of the ball, yeah, too. But, you know, LSU didn't even really try to run the ball. And when they did, they didn't get anywhere.
Wayne, I want to pivot to the other side of the ball, because I think one of the things we perhaps haven't touched on enough is the confusion and the disguises that the UCLA defense brought up front. I mean, you mentioned Otito Obonya would be the only lineman in a three-point stand sometimes with six other guys lining up around him. You'd load the box and drop guys into coverage. You'd have delayed blitzes. And this was an LSU offensive line that did not have a ton of practice together in preseason camp as a unit. Guys would miss time here and there, and it created problems. So take us inside the mind of a quarterback. You're Max Johnson. How are you processing all these things, trying to determine where the rush is coming from and where you need to go with the football? What is that like for a quarterback, especially going up against the defense like we've seen from UCLA?
I'm going to tell you guys the truth. I would struggle against this defense. They come at you in so many different ways. They're so creative. Jerry Azenero and this defensive coaching staff have done an amazing job. And I really can't overemphasize this enough. The coaching staff continuity, right? I mean, like we've had the same coaches, and I know there's been a few changes, but for the most part, there's been a ton of continuity on both sides of the ball. When you mix that in with older, experienced players, like lots of seniors on the defensive side of the ball, lots of guys that look like grown men. We talked about that earlier. Lots of guys that pass the eye test. Lots of guys that are athletic. They feel like they can do anything they want. Obonya's been great this year. Daytona Jackson's been really, really, really good. Like, the defensive fronts have been good. Like, we've talked about Calvert and Mitchell Agudé. They've been great on the outside. Carl Jones has been great. You know, these guys, I don't care if they're first or second string. I thought on the back end, we're realizing how much we missed Quentin Lake last year. He's been really, really good to start the season. And if you have a big, strong safety at the back end that can come up and make tackles, but also can be a pest on the passing game. I mean, I just can keep going through the list of players that are doing such good things and just how creative this coaching staff is. So I thought Max Johnson, the only flaw that I could see in Max Johnson, and I'm not trying to be mean, he doesn't have the strongest arm in the world. Some of his throws kind of float a little bit. But as far as him making quick decisions and making good reads and being accurate, he's a good quarterback. He needs a running game to help him, though. Because by the end of the game, as much as they threw, he just was beat up. I mean, even when he was getting the ball off, he was getting hit quite a bit. And everybody that's ever played the quarterback position knows that those take a toll. It's not just the sacks that get you, it's all the other stuff. So not only did he have to read defenses that he probably hadn't seen before, but he was having to make very quick decisions and get rid of the ball, and he was getting hit.
This is the Bruin Insider Show. That was Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley with you. The aforementioned Quentin Lake had two recorded pass breakups, and I remember one part in the game where Max Johnson, as you've been pointing out, Wayne, had a really hard time throwing it downfield and making connections with his wide receivers, and there was one that looked to be a sure catch for his teammate, and then Lake came in there and jarred the ball free, and So for Johnson, it was so hard. Other than that pick play that involved the ref, there was really no and we look back and we're thinking to myself, oh my goodness, how did that happen? It was like a 44-yard gainer for a touchdown for LSU. They had no big play ability. And the guy that was the big play star for LSU, Kayshon Boutte, one of the things I want to talk about as we venture on into the next segment is something that he talked about, how they didn't play a game before the Bruins played a game. So UCLA had a game going into this matchup, and how that might have actually favored UCLA because they had seen what they can do on the field in live action, and how, according to Boutte, they took a little extra time to try to get a rhythm, and they felt out of sync not having been able to play in the last 8 months, and also the fact that they haven't been able to practice at their home because they've been pushed to practice in Houston the week leading up because of Hurricane Ida. So how UCLA getting a game in before this against LSU helped the Bruins cause, that and more long-term picture stuff right after this. This is the Bruin Insider Show for Learfield.
Watch out!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay, man. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're gonna go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You gotta dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
We're talking UCLA's statement football win on the gridiron at the Rose Bowl last weekend against LSU. And one thing for LSU, you think about how they came into this game. They weren't exactly set up to succeed. They weren't able to practice at home, pushed away from their practice facility because of Hurricane Ida. So for the week leading in, they were in Houston and then flew to LA on Thursday, 2 days before kickoff. And so things were in disarray for them. But the other thing was that the Bruins got in a game. They played Hawaii. LSU, the game for them against UCLA, was the Tiger season opener. And you heard some of the comments from Tiger players afterwards that it just felt like it took them an extra long time to feel out the game. Wayne, how much do you put into the Bruins getting in a game beforehand as a way to help them see where they are, eliminate some of those mistakes, streamline themselves as to why they got out and were able to dominate and take this one against the Tigers?
So UCLA dominated up front in the Hawaii game, and they dominated up front on both sides of the ball in the LSU game. They did the same thing in both games. They threw better in the second game. I mean, like, you know, to me, I'm like, I get it. Like, I'm sympathetic to all you, all the Hurricane, and trust me, I'm sympathetic. But if they would have won, they would have said they were motivated because of that. They were playing for everybody. I mean, I promise you I'm sympathetic, and I totally get it. But it just sounds like excuses to me. If it took you a while to get into the game, then why did you play so bad at the end of the game? Like, right? Like, the game was closer at the beginning. So if it took you a while to get into the game, it looked like UCLA was dominating at the end. I mean, the Boutte touchdown was a big deal that made the game look a lot closer than it was. You know, we kind of probably should have called a timeout there or done something to get our defensive set. We were kind of unready for that play, and, you know, he breaks a tackle and score. So an 11-point game could have very easily been 18. So I don't know. I don't like, you know, you play the game, right? You show up and you play the game. Remember, in this, you know, there's a lot of teams that played really well week one. So I get it. I do get it. Please don't hate me for thinking I'm unsympathetic. But you played the game. You know, you were there. You've had plenty of practices before this all happened, and you got to show up and play. And so I'm not trying to be mean, but it is, and I'm really not being mean, but the excuses are just that. They're excuses.
Well, and too, Wayne, I think it just goes back for UCLA's involvement in these two games, just their business-like mentality. I remember your interview with Greg Dulcich after the game, and you're like, hey, great, big win, all that. And Greg is so by the book. He's like, yeah, we played well across the board, and looking forward to getting better for our next game. And Chip Kelly echoed that same thing after the game as well when talking about the maturity of this team, and you touched on it early on in the show. But, Wayne, I just think it's really cool what we've seen these last 2 weeks, because these guys have been around for 3-4 years. They've been working their tails off to get better and have moments like we saw on Saturday. And this is why we love college sports and college football, to see these student athletes grow in their formative years. And right now, UCLA is emblematic of those ideas.
So this is what's awesome about what you just said. In the era of transferring, in the era of giving up, in the era of whatever you want to call it, there's so much that's crazy out there. All those losses where UCLA got knocked down, where they had to hear that, hey, you only won 4 games. Oh, you were 3-4 last year. This is the worst stretch in UCLA history. All these guys not only owned it, but players came to join it. I mean, we've talked about this so much, you guys. These are big-time transfers at UCLA. I mean, Zach Charbonnet was at Michigan and had a very good freshman year. Kaho was at Alabama. We have players from Texas A&M, Notre Dame. We can go down the list, right? Right, and it doesn't have to be big schools, right? Quantrez from Kent State, you know, Cam Johnson from North Texas. We're just bringing in quality guys that can play, and they're buying in. They're like, we don't care. We're playing for something bigger. I mean, and the whole scheme of thing and, like, life lessons that we're supposed to learn from sports, you don't just quit. You don't give up. You don't take your ball and go home. You don't just, oh, this isn't working for me, I'm going to go somewhere else. You just keep fighting. And these players bought into this. They believed it. They believed in their coaches, and they believed that there was an opportunity for them to have these types of moments. Now, here's where this gets really tricky, you guys. The leadership on this team that comes from all these great players we keep talking about needs to be really good at this point. They have a bye week. They have time to listen to everybody say how good they are. They're ranked 16th in the nation now. And trust me, they may even be higher after a bye week because some other teams are going to lose. They have to really, really, really just keep their heads down and keep plodding along. Just like you said, those interviews, these players, you can't just say it. You have to believe it. And if they do that, great seasons are really hard. Nick Saban, to me, is one of the greatest coaches that's ever lived because he's so good at this. He finds a way to keep his teams grounded and focused on the right things. And if you do that, and trust me, a lot of coaches struggle with this. Superstars become prima donnas. They start thinking about other things. As soon as that happens, you lose a game you shouldn't lose. So it's really, really hard. And trust me, if you guys have been paying attention, the southern part of the Pac-12, Arizona State, Utah, right? USC, those teams are really good. I think that the South is the better part of this conference. There's going to be a lot of very, very tough football games coming up. I think UCLA is ready for it, though. I think they have a good chance, but they have to keep their head down and go one game at a time.
Wayne, I love what you said about just how things took time to develop here, and I think we can all learn that about this UCLA team, and that when you believe in something, you have to have faith in it, even if you don't see the instant results. The fact is, these guys, like you said, they heard all the negativity. They heard what people thought about them, but they kept believing in what Chip Kelly did, and the results didn't come right away, but look at what we're seeing now, and it's a credit to those guys and their faith in the program and what Chip Kelly has done. All right, coming up next, I want to hear why Wayne's experience at the Rose Bowl, the atmosphere at LSU, was like a club. Because I think that for Wayne, this was reminiscent of his clubbing days when he was at college at UCLA, given the environment that we saw at the Rose Bowl. We'll dive into what it was like to be there. Martin Jarman also pumping up the student section as well. This is the Bruin Insider Show for Learfield.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Show off your Bruin pride with the new Westcom Bruin Edge Visa credit card. Earn 5 points on select UCLA purchases and 1.5 points everywhere else. Redeemable for rewards that will make you want to 8-clap. Plus, enjoy no annual fee or foreign transaction fees and get a $500 cashback bonus when you spend $2,500 in the first 3 months. Now that's better banking for Bruins. Visit Westcom.org to apply and for terms and conditions.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
The Rose Bowl atmosphere on Saturday in UCLA's win against LSU was thrilling. It was epic. And Wayne Cook was down on the dance floor as the Bruins sideline reporter watching all this unfold. It was in your packed capacity at the Rose Bowl. So many Bruin fans came out to see this. And Wayne, first of all, the environment and what it was like, there were a lot of students that were there, and school hasn't even started yet, but you saw that Martin Jarman, the athletic director, was getting them pumped up, and then you had the confetti coming down. I wonder how many little bits of confetti you inadvertently actually ingested. That's one of the things I want to know. But how much was it like, because I know you were on the broadcast talking about how it was like a club. What made it like that for you?
Wait, before you jump in here, John's got a clip here for us. Let's hear, this is right after Martin Jarman spoke to the crowd. John, can you play this clip of Wayne for us from the broadcast?
He said, get your butts on your feet and make some noise. You guys, we have an athletic director that totally gets it. I think the music's louder. They're playing songs that everybody wants to dance to. I feel like I'm in a club right now. This is the best atmosphere I've been in a long time.
Wayne, go ahead and say what you're going to say, but I just needed people to hear that.
You know what, man? I'm like, listen. Over the years, I've been to Notre Dame. I've been to Alabama. I've been to Oklahoma. I've been to Washington and Oregon. I've been to so many great stadiums. Texas A&M, Kyle Field, right? I've been to all these stadiums, and there's always a moment where you get the chills. Like, you get the chills. Like, I got the chills right now. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, that's, you know, at Oregon, I love it when they play. You know, you make me want to shout. And everybody goes nuts. And everybody's dancing and singing. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is freaking awesome. And we see it at other places. All over the stadium, people have their traditions. And I'm like, I don't know what the difference is, but it feels like the music's louder. I didn't even know they play California Love, like, all the time. I'm like, they do? I never even notice it. So the crowd, it's like it was just up a little louder and you could hear it. And I looked up and everybody was dancing. And I'm like, I got the chills. I'm bobbing my head on the sidelines. Stevens and Lewins are like, Cook, stop dancing. I'm like, I can't help it. I'm dancing in my chair right now just thinking about it. And I'm like, obviously it helps you guys that UCLA has a good team. That matters. But the UCLA fans showed up. And I'm telling you, this is when I do my public service announcement. Don't stop showing up, you guys. It's such a fun experience. The Martin Jarman, you mentioned how he gets it. He got on the mic. He got the crowd pumped up. The music was playing. It seems like we kind of, like, for a long time, I felt like we were living in the past. We're just doing what we always do. We're at the Rose Bowl. It's great. Let's just do this. And it just seemed like it was different. And it felt so cool to be a part of that. And I'm so proud of our fan base and what they did. Now, before we get carried away again, I do want to say this, you guys, and I know we don't have too much time left. Yeah, you guys, I love Dan Guerrero. I thought he was a great athletic director. He's a great man. I consider him a friend, and I just have so much respect for him. He was a big part of building the facility at UCLA. He, you know, Chip Kelly hire. There's so many things that were done right. Martin Jarman just really feels like he gets the social media aspect, the getting on the microphone at the Rose Bowl. He's tailgates with people and takes pictures. I mean, we saw what he did during the basketball season. Shoot, he turned a fan into a celebrity. And I mean, it's like, it's one of these things that, like, he gets that aspect of it. So I think when you combine what Dan Guerrero did and then you add what Martin is doing, I just think it's incredible, you guys. And I really want people, don't be complacent. Don't be apathetic. Don't be that fan base that just shows up for the quote-unquote big games. You guys, this team, if they keep winning, is going to move up the board fast. People are talking about UCLA. They pass the eye test. They look the part. We need to be there from them. This year, we have 7 home games. Okay, that's a lot. Those home games, you can have a huge home field advantage, but you got to come out and have fun. And they're selling alcohol at the stinking Rose Bowl. Come have a drink and dance a little bit. Root on your team.
And you'll have your next opportunity a week from Saturday, a very good Fresno State team coming in, which leads me, Wayne, to how this game has maybe impacted our expectations for the season after these first 2 games. I think before the year, we all thought and hoped, after how close they were a year ago to winning so many of those close games, that they were surely capable of competing for the Pac-12 South. But I think, you know, preseason, beyond us, but just the expectation was that UCLA was maybe on the outside looking in that Pac-12 South conversation. Now they are very much in that race for the Pac-12 South. I know it's just 2 weeks for UCLA. Most teams have just played a game. How have your expectations shifted after what you've seen so far?
So they haven't at all because, as you guys know, I was high on this team last year. I thought they just needed to clean some things up. This game, when Boutte scored the touchdown, I immediately thought, oh, no, is this going to be Stanford all over again? Like, because I'm scarred. I'll admit to everybody out there, I'm scarred. I'm scarred just like everybody is. So it's hard for people when we've watched teams that look really good kind of find ways to mess it up. But this team didn't blink. They just went out and said, yeah, we just screwed that up, but you're not getting anything else. They finished. They finished a game they needed to finish, and they finished it really in easy fashion, right? So I love that aspect of it. I love, you know, that Dorian Thompson Robinson seems like he's grown. I feel like the coaching staff is using him in the right way. I just think this team is built for success. Now, listen, you guys, there's road trips that are going to be hard. Utah is going to be a tough one. I mean, that's always a place that you go to, and trust me, Coach Whittingham does a good job there, so that's going to be a really hard game. And don't sleep on Colorado and Arizona. Arizona showed up against BYU and played them really well. I think Jed Fish is a great hire for them. I think Colorado and Carl Durrell proved last year that they could surprise some people and play good football. And then the other teams are all good. I mean, the Pac-12 South is absolutely loaded. So trust me, we beat LSU. Yippee! We're going to have to go through the gauntlet of this Pac-12 South, not to mention playing Oregon and Washington in the North. And I know whatever happened to Washington. Oh, my gosh. I don't even get that. But I promise you they'll probably be better than that, right? They're probably going to be better than that. So it is a tough
100%.
Slate. Yeah, it's a tough slate. The Pac-12 is got – I think they still have five top 25 teams. So, like, it's going to be really, really tough sledding going ahead. So this team just, like I said, they just have to – I have high hopes. There's no reason we can't win this thing. But we have to start by beating Fresno State, and then we have Stanford after that.
One of the things I love about this team and what we're learning is, and Wayne, you talked about this, it's the importance of closing out. That was one of the big themes for Chip Kelly coming into the season was like, hey, we lost our four games last year by a combined 15 points. They had 15 hanging that like in a poster all over the football facility that lost to Stanford and USC last year, and they were able to do it. I just think that, Wayne, this signals the maturity is even growing more for this team.
What helps so much is the defense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't have a pass defense the last few years, and our defense really struggled. So when you have defense, you can win games. I mean, defense matters.
Defense does matter, and it's nice to see a lot of the UCLA football alums like Eric Kendricks, who Nick and I were talking about this, Wayne, and I'm sure you saw this as well. After the win, Kendricks was handing out UCLA hats to his teammates, the Vikings, who played at LSU, to say, hey, this is what you guys have to do because you lost. And so many more wins in this team's future for the Bruins. Can't wait to see it all unfold. For Wayne Cook, the great Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. For Learfield and UCLA Athletics Communications, this is the Bruin Insider Show. We'll talk to you next week.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield. Your weekly look inside UCLA Athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.